This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. The holidays are a perfect time for farm families to talk about the future of the farm business. The aspect of passing the farm from one generation to the next requires a great deal of planning, preparation, and communication in the process of farm succession. A farm succession workshop series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy for Midwestern Farmers is being planned at many sites across Kansas, including one in Girard and one in Independence. This four-part series begins on January 21st and is held on Tuesdays at 5 to 8 p.m. Please give your K-State Research and Extension office a call or visit agmanager.info for more details and to sign up. The 12 steps of farm succession aren't necessarily chronological steps, as they are 12 things to keep in mind, nor are they specific and will be different for each family and operation. Many of them might be something you are already doing without realizing they are part of farm succession. Step 1 is to know what matters most. What are the goals of each family member? And what is the standard of living, most importantly, is farming what the next generation wants to do? These set of values is what matters most and will reflect on every other part of the succession process. Step 2 is the communication of wants, needs, hopes, and fears. It is the discussion of concerns and desires from each family member. These steps need to be said out loud and can change in time. Step 3 is to establish objectives and goals. The objectives of the farm should be movement towards a vision of the farm's future. The goals are the specifics to make the objectives happen. Step 4 is to know the capabilities of those involved in the farm transition. Each generation will have different strengths and the operation will need to change to match the abilities of the individual. Step 5 is the most common area of concern, knowing who's in charge. Sometimes the retiring generation doesn't want to stop being in charge, and sometimes the successor needs to learn from his or her own mistakes. Step 6 is getting into the gritty details of their operation. Most importantly, where is the operation financially? Full disclosure of financial positions is important and relevant to know if there is room for more family members to join the operation. Step 7, 8, and 9 are similar in knowing the inventory and production capabilities of the operation and knowing if the future plans are financially possible, which brings it all together for step 10, which is putting it all together in a business plan. Of course, there are more legal side of things and estate planning and business entity. There are all forms of business entities and farms that cover a few of them. Wills and trusts need to be written and paperwork needs to be identified. Often, this step will involve a lawyer or legal professional at some point. Step 12 is making it happen and develop a timeline to spelling out the details. It is always better to be fully prepared to give the best chance for the next generation to come. If you are interested in Farm Succession Series, you can reach the Girard office at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.